Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Good morning, and praise the Lord. The first reading for today, Monday, March 25th, 2024, is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 through 49, and verse 56. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a city of Judah, and she entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. The epistle reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 11 through 18. Brethren, he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified have all one origin. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, "I will proclaim thy name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation I will praise thee." And again, "I will put my trust in him." And again, "Here am I, and the children God has given me. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same nature, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage. For surely it is not with angels that he is concerned, but with the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make expiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered and been tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted." The second gospel reading is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1, verses 24 through 38. In those days Elizabeth, the wife of Zacharias, conceived, and for 5 months she hid herself, saying, "Thus the Lord had done to me in the days when he looked on me, to take away my reproach among men." In the 6th month the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How shall this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren, for with God nothing will be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Six months after John the Forerunner's conception, the archangel Gabriel was sent by God to Nazareth, a town of Galilee, unto Mary the Virgin, who had come forth from the temple a mature maiden. According to the tradition handed down by the fathers, she had been betrothed to Joseph 4 months. On coming to Joseph's house, the archangel declared, Rejoice, thou full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. After some consideration and turmoil of soul, and fear because of this greeting, the virgin, when she had finally obtained full assurance concerning God's unsearchable condescension and the ineffable dispensation that was to take place through her, and believing that all things are possible to the Most High, answered in humility, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And at this the Holy Spirit came upon her, and the power of the Most High overshadowed her all blameless womb. And the Son and Word of God, who existed before the ages, was conceived past speech and understanding, and became flesh in her immaculate body. Bearing in her womb the uncontainable one, the Blessed Virgin went with haste from Nazareth to the hill country of Judea, where Zacharias had his dwelling, for she desired to find Elizabeth, her kinswoman, and rejoice together with her, because, as she had learned from the archangel, Elizabeth had conceived in her old age. Furthermore, she wished to tell her of the great things that the Mighty One had been well pleased to bring to pass in her, and she greeted Elizabeth and drew nigh to her. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, she felt her six-month-old babe, Saint John the Baptist, prophesied of the dawning of the spiritual Son. Immediately, the aged Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and recognized her as the mother of her Lord, and with a great voice blessed her and the fruit that she held within herself. The Virgin also, moved by a supernatural rejoicing in the Spirit, glorified her God and Savior, saying, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, and the rest as the divine Luke hath recorded. And finally we conclude with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.